In Great Britain, the Labour Party is holding its annual convention this week, the last party conference before next year's general election. The party, led by Prime Minister Tony Blair, is drawing up a platform that it hopes will lead to an unprecedented third term in office. But as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Brighton, popular discontent over the war in Iraq is overshadowing the party meeting.
It's not hard to spot Labour Party member Liz McShane. She's the one wearing the campaign button that says Labour for Kerry Edwards. Like many rank-and-file members here, she is concerned about the direction her party leadership is taking.
Blair has a very dominant, singular hold on the party, and I would like it to be a bit more democratic. 2 million people marched in London against the war back in February, and he ignored them.
Tony Blair rode into office 7 years ago on a new Labour alliance of traditional left-wingers and middle-class centrists. Now both groups feel Blair has betrayed their trust. The main issue is Iraq, but on the domestic front, the Prime Minister now plans to raise college tuitions, which he said he wouldn't. This week in Brighton, Blair is battling to win back his core supporters. Some polls even show Labour lagging behind the opposition Conservative Party. Even loyal supporters like Chris Bryant, a member of Parliament from Wales, concedes that Blair's policies have lost that feel-good, cool Britannia sheen.
Labour should be about your heart being in the right place. And of course, government isn't just about your heart being in the right place, it's also about taking tough and very difficult decisions, some of which will be very unpopular.
Blair says he would rather step down than become an electoral liability to his party. Now many feel he's become one, yet Blair says he intends to serve a full third term. If he hangs on through the next parliament, he'll be the longest-serving prime minister in British history. But Philip Cowley, a lecturer in politics at the University of Nottingham, says that it's the effectiveness, not the length of his term, that matters.
Tony Blair has had two landslide election majorities in Parliament, which has enabled him effectively to do whatever he likes. And he is that sort of a leader. He's the sort of a leader who has an agenda and pushes it through.
The longer Blair holds on, the less likely it is that his heir apparent, Chancellor of the Exchequer Gordon Brown, will succeed him. Blair appeared to sideline Brown this month by giving former Health Minister Alan Milburn some of Brown's job of planning election strategy. Talk of the succession battle has gripped the convention, but not like Iraq. British media have kept up their grilling of the Prime Minister on that topic. In an interview Sunday with the BBC's David Frost, Blair admitted using faulty intelligence on Iraq's weapons programs.
The intelligence upon which we founded our case has turned out to be wrong. I take responsibility for that wrong information. The difficulty is when people want me to go a step further, as many people do, and say what we actually should have done in March 2003 is have backed away from the conflict. I don't believe we should have done that.
Tomorrow, Blair is set to deliver a keynote speech to the conference that is expected to focus on domestic issues. But yesterday, party activists forced the conference to vote on Thursday on whether the British government should set a date to pull its troops out of Iraq. A recent opinion poll found that a majority of Britons think the government should do just that. The vote and speech could be complicated by the case of Kenneth Bigley, the British engineer held hostage in Iraq and threatened with beheading. Bad news about Bigley at this critical juncture could trigger even fiercer criticism of Blair's Iraq policy. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Brighton.